I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 6 o'clock. It is Tuesday, the 22nd day of October. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 47 degrees.
Couple crashes, but no major delays this morning. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The case of Lauren McCluskey. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
1 year ago today, a University of Utah student was murdered on campus. 1 year later, her parents and the school are in a legal battle, and students are questioning whether their campus is safe.
The case of Lauren McCluskey. Our live team coverage begins with a special in-depth report from KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Lauren's mom was on the phone with her from Washington when the mom said she heard Lauren say, "No, no, no," and then everything went quiet.
Lauren McCluskey's teammates and coach sobbed as they held a vigil for their murdered friend.
We were beyond blessed to have her as our teammate and as our sister.
Investigators say her killer, Melvin Rowland, lied about everything to her, his status at the school, and he hid the fact that he was on the sex offender registry. However, an independent group said there were 30 improvements the school needed to make so students would be safer. Spokesman Chris Nelson says they've already made $7 million worth of improvements.
It includes training of our police department around domestic violence and how to better react to that. It includes new detective in our police department.
But university president Ruth Watkins claimed they're uncertain if any measures would have saved McCluskey life, and that claim infuriates her parents. Her father, Matt McCluskey, says that's why they filed the $56 million lawsuit against the school.
We had hoped to have an adult conversation with the University of Utah administration, to work with them to build a safer future for all of their students.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Live team coverage, I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Lauren's mother, Jill McCluskey, says it is a painful day today, especially when she says the University of Utah has not done enough.
It's been a whole year, and the university has never publicly acknowledged any responsibility or accountability for their failures.
They will be staying in Pullman, Washington today to quietly reflect at home, but they have worked ahead of the state, honoring Lauren's memory, raising money for the foundation, and raising awareness for campus safety. Live Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Meantime, yesterday at the U, some students chose to walk out of their classes to rally for campus safety.
We deserve to feel safe. And the actions taken so far haven't been enough.
The case of Lauren McCluskey. We'll have a special hour of coverage featuring our interview with Jill McCluskey coming up at 8 o'clock on Utah's Morning News.
Hundreds of U.S. public land workers are being assaulted and facing threats.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has more in the KSL 24-Hour News Center. John?
Amanda, a new report from a government accountability office cites 360 instances over a five-year period in which federal employees that oversee U.S. public land have been assaulted or threatened. Over that time, there have been standoffs with armed protesters in Oregon, Montana, and Nevada. According to the report, heightened tensions with anti-government groups and dwindling ranks of law enforcement officers are to blame. For context, the ranks of officers at the U.S. Forest Service dropped about 20%. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
House Democrats asked more questions about aid to Ukraine today. KSL's top national stories. Let's go back to Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, the ambassador to Ukraine testifying in the House impeachment inquiry today, William Taylor, was in a text conversation saying it's crazy to link security aid to helping a political campaign. Democrat Senator Bob Menendez says of the U.S. military aid,
to give Ukraine to fight who? To fight Russia. Once again, Russia's involved.
Both Presidents Trump and Zelensky say there was no quid pro quo. Turkish President Erdogan is in Russia today, meeting with President Putin about their influence in Syria. This happens as Erdogan warns 1,400 Kurdish fighters to leave northern Syria as a ceasefire expires today. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau overcame recent blackface controversies to win a second term, narrowly beating the Conservative candidate yesterday.
We will champion Canada in all its diversity.
But he'll have to do it with his Liberal Party now holding a minority in Parliament after Monday's election. And about 500,000 PG&E customers in Northern California are warned power may be cut up to 48 hours the next couple of days. The company CEO apologizes.
Let me assure you, we do not like to turn off the power. It runs contrary to the reason any of us ever got in this business.
Heat and wind is causing fire danger, and the bankrupt company has been blamed on past fires. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.